Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in K-12 ed tech. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. This month, we'll be diving into the realm of artificial intelligence and its transformative impact on the way students perform research in the digital age. Joining us is Wilson Su, the visionary founder of PowerNotes. Wilson talks about how AI teaching and learning tools are integrated into his platform to track student research, and how the rise of AI has transformed his company into a way for students to prove that they, and not AI, actually did the work behind writing their essays and papers. Now, that's not to say there aren't still a bunch of challenges and roadblocks to making all of these new research practices solid state, but we are on the way. Give a listen and hear how the path goes. Okay, Wilson, thanks so much for joining me today. It's nice to see you, although now remotely versus the press room at ISTE, right?
Yeah, it's great to be here, Kevin. It's been, quite frankly, a crazy couple weeks since ISTE, you know, with the holiday and all, but, you know, we've been super busy here because of AI and a lot of the other circumstances that are happening in education.
Yeah, I see. It didn't take a minute for one of us to say AI, right?
I mean, that's on the forefront of pretty much everyone's minds these days. Hopefully that calms down a little bit once people have a better grasp of it.
Yeah, it certainly seemed that the show, there was certainly a good amount of hype, but also a good amount of reason for the hype, right? I mean, we're still trying to kind of figure out where it falls on the spectrum of where that topic, and actually getting a definition of what that topic is and what it means, right? I mean, it's all encompassing.
Yeah, I think that people are still figuring out what it means to them, and education, both are kind of coming together. And as this semester coming up will be a big test of how schools are reacting and how AI can fit. I think it'll be the first semester where schools are actually being more proactive about it rather than reactive. So I think that can be exciting.
One of the things I think that piques everyone's fascination so much is the possibility scenarios of schools, right? So, I mean, for good or for bad, I mean, for fearing it, you know, and usually it comes down to the idea of cheating. And, yeah. You know, when I was thinking about our conversation this afternoon and knowing about the products and services that you provide, those are some of the elements that I think could kind of go into some scenarios of what it means to work in the library or do a library project. And I think everyone from parents to teachers all have that scenario. They remember the Dewey Decimal System. Yeah. They remember right? Yeah. They remember having that project and their favorite librarian who introduced them and showed them how to use the library and do all those things, you know, before the internet. And now those scenarios are so drastically different for everyone. Now, the students themselves might not find any of this novel, but I think as adults, everyone does find it novel. Talk a little bit about that. So, I mean, you started your company in 2017, right? I mean, so you're about 5 or 6 years in. AI was a topic then, but I wouldn't say it was necessarily, well, it certainly wasn't the talk of the town like it is now. Can you talk a little bit about how you see the scenarios of what a future library looks like and what the job of a librarian, or more often now I hear media specialist as much as librarian, looks like today, you know, through the use of products such as PowerNotes?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's been evolving. I mean, it's been evolving. Even when I started this company and I go and visit libraries back in the 20-teens, going today and visiting libraries today, it's pretty different. There were still libraries with like stacks of books and stuff like that. I don't see a ton of that anymore. You know, people find their material on computers. There is no more card catalog. Certainly, libraries are evolving and they need to, and they're doing a good job of doing that. And I think the librarians are evolving as well. In my experience, we do talk to folks throughout the school or the university. In my mind, they are one of the most tech savvy constituents at a school. I think they understand that that's a role for them to fill, and they've kind of embraced that role. And it's been always great to talk to librarians because they do understand the product and the needs and the tech needs of the students, even if the faculty is one step behind them. And so it's been great to kind of interact with them. We got a lot of great feedback. And I do see AI specifically being a big help for libraries. Specifically, the things that we're doing are things that involve AI to get students into the library. Not physically, maybe, but but into the library's materials, usually online. AI is going to be very good at doing things that students tend to struggle with, especially junior students that are starting out with on new subjects that they don't know a lot about. AI is very good at doing things like giving them some general information, but also giving them things like search terms and search phrases. I never really understood this until I started talking to faculty and librarians. They struggle with finding those things for the topics that they're trying to look up. So how do you look something up when you don't know what to search for? So like a lot of the features that we're building are, hey, you can do AI in PowerNotes. You can have the AI to give you search terms, and then you can jump right from the search terms into your library.
Some would say that students are now losing an element of, diligence or earnestness to like come up with their own search terms, right? Because back in 1992, I had to come up with my own search terms. You know, like there's this, it's almost like the argument I remember of graphing calculators, right?
Yeah.
And it's like you put them away, and now you're to do the real work and the hard work. So there's like this balancing act between, again, that was an artificial intelligence that enhanced the way that you learn, and here we are again. Are there some things that we should be willing to kind of toss away, and in order to then maybe focus on other things like, say, digital literacy and working on false information and other skills now in 2023?
Yeah, I